when they first opened up that Watoga Lake down there was drowned mm-hmm. from here.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
Now, if you were looking at this big mountain, you might say, now that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But now, last year, my neighbor
climbed it.
But now, I have never
climbed it.
Now, if a little child wanted to trick you, now he might hide behind a couch or something, and he'd get down there and
scrooge up.
Now, he might want to jump out at you, and he'd jump out and say,
"Boo!"
Now, did you ever know of children playing peepy?
Yeah, and hoopy hide.
And hoopy hide. Now, when they would play hoopy hide, was that where they would go out, and they would go out and hide,
mm-hmm.
and one would have to find them?
Yeah, and the one found them got to be the one to hide the next time.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what would they call that place they had to run back to?
The station.
Oh, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Now, talking about a little child was saying his prayers, so he went over to his bed and
knelt.
Now, if you're feeling tired, you say, "I'm going to
retire."
And now, if you just wanted to say, like what you're doing now, you might say, "I'll go over to the couch and
stretch out a while."
Now, you might talk about somebody and you say, "Now, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. He just something in bed all day. He just
laid around."
Now, talking about something you saw in your sleep, you'd say, "This is what I
dreamed."
Now, you might say, "Now, often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't remember what I have
dreamed."
Now, you might say, "I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
jumped and woke up."
Now, if you bring your foot down on the floor heavy like this, you say you were
stomp.
Now, especially in the old days, when a friend might be leaving a party alone, you might say, "Can I
help you? Or can I accompany you?"
Mm-hmm. Now, would it make any difference in what you said whether you were walking or driving?
Yes, I'll walk you home or I'll drive you home. Uh-huh. Let me drive you home.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a boy saw a girl at a dance, you know, and he kind of wanted to accompany her home, instead of saying, "May I accompany you home," he might say, "May I
take you home."
Now, if a car was stuck in the mud, you might have to get behind it and
push.
Or you might tie a rope around it and
pull.
Now, if you were carrying something very heavy, like a big bag of meal, instead of saying, "I carried it," you might say, "I picked it up and
toted it."
Mm-hmm. Now, you might tell a child, "That stove is really hot, so
stay away."
Now, if you had a piece of pretty glassware and you didn't want a child to have it, you might tell, "Now, don't
break that."
And now, if you didn't want them to touch something,